Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week number 4 of 100 days to 100Ks, my fourth of 14 weeks preparing for this ultra marathon in May. On the 18th of May, I'm going to run 100 kilometers in the ultra marathon in the Blue Mountains. So I've been training for 100 days to get ready for it. And this week's episode, today's episode, is all about mental preparation. But first, a big thank you to this week's sponsors of the 100 day to 100K project, and that is 2X Espresso. So if you're a coffee lover just like me, but you're sick of paying $4 to $5 a coffee or even more for a coffee at your coffee shop, then you're going to love 2X Espresso. I've been having this on the go every single morning before I've been training early, going on my runs. It is a functional performance coffee. I take the Delta Blend one. It's a premium Brazilian coffee infused with nootropics to help you get that coffee buzz and support your focus all day. My favorite flavor is the salted caramel. I absolutely love it. It's so delicious. So I put the little packet in my bottom of my cup, stir it around with some hot water, put a little bit of milk in it to make it a bit more creamy. I put a bit of honey as well for that little extra bit of sweetness. And I absolutely love it. If you go over to their website, 2xespresso.com, that's 2xespresso.com, you can check out all the science behind their coffee. You can check out the raving reviews from all their customers. And you can also pick up some of their coffee. You can use the code GOODHUMAN for a big 30% off everything, which is going to bring your coffee down to under $1.60 a cup, which is pretty epic if you ask me. So go check it out. Tag me and at 2x_espresso on Instagram. We'd love to know what you think of it. Okay, this week, mental preparation has been something that I've been very focused on for this race. I know the physical is something that is pretty obvious. I'm going to have to build and get my body ready for it with plenty of running, strength training, nutrition. But the mental preparation is something that can be quite difficult to prepare for. So there's been a few things that I've been doing to try and get me ready for the race. So I thought I'd fill you in. So one of the main ones is just following on my routine that I usually do every morning with breath work, little 10 minutes of Wim Hof, 3 rounds of deep breathing, followed by some breath holds, and then going into some meditation. And while doing this, I've actually been trying to do a bit of visualization, trying to kind of imagine the run that I'm going to go on, see myself in different moments throughout the run, feel the pain that I'm going to feel, but then also know that I can overcome it. So a big part of my mental preparation is doing breath work, meditation, and visualization every single day, and trying to maintain, yeah, just that awareness of what's coming up and not sort of overanalyze what's coming up, but just be prepared for it. Another thing that I think has been a big one for me when it comes to mental prep is setting realistic goals, not trying to be a hero and be like, oh, I want to try and run it to this crazy pace. I want to do this just to try and finish and to try and understand where my mind goes and where my body goes while trying to maintain a full-time job and building a business and this podcast and everything else in between. So I'm not trying to smash it and win the race, but I want to run it at a pace that is good for me. So right now, the way that I've been training is actually running to a heart rate rather than to a speed or to a time. Well, mainly to a time, sorry, but for a heart rate. So for me, I've been trying to run under 150 beats per minute. I've found if I can run underneath that, it's almost at a pace that I could talk to someone who's next to me and maintain just sort of that flow without going up and down with my heart rate, which, yeah, just wears you out a bit more, burns more calories and makes it a little bit harder to maintain for longer. So for me, it's all about setting that realistic goal of just trying to run to a solid heart rate and not going too excited and not getting too down and chilled throughout the race. Another thing mentally that I'm preparing for is, once again, not getting too ahead of myself and trying to run up hills. Everyone who I've been speaking to, because this is a trail run, has told me that I should really try and run on the flats whenever there's flat or like not too much of an incline. Whenever you're going downhill, just try and be really focused not to trip over and use a bit of the speed running downhill. And then uphill, just to hike up the hills, to walk and gather your heart rate back and not spike too much trying to go up the hills. So that's the thing that I'm mentally prepared for, not going, oh, I've got to run up every hill, but being like, okay, I can use the hills as a bit of time to walk, and then making sure on the flats and downhill I'm running. I learned something as well recently that's going to come out in an episode in a couple of weeks on Good Humans Guest with a guy called Josh Linnett. So keep an ear out for it. But he told me this beautiful bit of advice around mental prep, because he said, you're going to go to a place physically and a distance that you've never been before in your training. So expect that it's going to be like that and be a tourist in your mind. And when he said that, I was like, oh, that's so nice. Instead of getting to a place that I've never been before and being, yeah, not enjoying it and not experiencing it for what it is, just like you would if you were traveling to a place, to try and really enjoy it and witness it and spectate it and be, yeah, that tourist in your mind. So when you start wanting to give up and you start wanting to make all these excuses, just witness them and be the observer and be like, oh, wow, look at where my mind's trying to take me right now. And for someone like me who, is pretty big on visualization and curious as to how the mind works, that was such a great way for me to look at it. So I'm looking forward to, as my running training gets bigger and I run more, when I start getting to that point of wanting to give up, why are you doing this? You're an idiot. Being a tourist and going, wow, look at my mind trying to go there. Like, I know I'm going to get through this. I should be all right, but my mind's going to try and tell me I didn't. So that was a big one for me. And then the last thing, and I've done this before in long distance races, and this is something that helps me a lot, when I think it comes to the mental side, is drawing confidence through my training, but also what others have done. And what I mean by this is, when I did a 5 kilometer swim a couple years ago, I watched a documentary the night before with a guy called James Lawrence, who's also known as the Iron Cowboy, who did 50 Ironmans 50 days in a row in 50 states in America, which is like a 90-minute swim into a 6-hour bike ride into a full marathon 4-hour run 50 days in a row. So when I did this swim that was the same distance as his swim, as the first part of one of his days, when I was doing the swim and I wanted to give up, I was like, I know I can do this. There's this guy that's doing this and then getting out of the water and riding for 6 hours and then getting off the bike and running for 4 hours. I can at least do this one swim. So for me to use comparison as a way to show me what's possible is actually quite powerful. And another big one that I know that I'm going to use on this run, absolutely guaranteed, is Ned Brockman, is the mindset of, oh my God, you can get through one day of this, mate. He did 43 days after you of doing 100Ks again. So by me just going like, you know, it is possible. Other people have done exactly the same at the same time while I'm running it, but also knowing how much more people have done makes me draw back on, then I know I'm capable of just doing this. So there's a couple little mental tricks for me. There are a couple things that I think are going to help me along my race. Hopefully if you're enjoying this journey and finding a bit of inspiration from my running, maybe those little tricks will help you too. Because yeah, I'd say the mind is probably something that I feel I have a pretty good grip on, but who knows where I'm going to go when I get to that 100. So let's jump into the training that I did this week. This week was a build week again, but I've had a really interesting week. I've been traveling, I've been on flights, I've been driving a lot. So to try and get the running and the training in was a little bit tricky. So this is what I got up to. On Monday, I was at home on the Gold Coast. So I dropped my girlfriend Byron early in the morning Monday, and I had to get about 8Ks of running in from my coach. So I actually had to drop my car off to get serviced, and it just happened to be exactly 8Ks away from my house. So I dropped it off to get serviced. I ran all the way home, got a nice little session in. I then also got a little lower body and core session in on Monday. That was nice because I was at home and I got to actually get it done. But Tuesday onwards was pretty tough. So Tuesday I had in my training program that I needed to do a 6K recovery run. I got up early at 3 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, drove from the Gold Coast to Brisbane, flew from Brisbane to Rockhampton, drove from Rockhampton to Yeppoon for an hour, and had to do a mental health workshop. I then went and checked into my hotel. I then went and did another mental health workshop at a school. So I'm pretty exhausted by this time, but I still needed to get my run in. So I went down to the beach for a nice little 6K run on the afternoon of Tuesday to get the legs rolling over. That was about 5 minute pace that day. The day before was at a 4:50 pace. So got a few nice little runs to start the week. And then on Wednesday, once again, Wednesday, I'm not at home. I'm up in Yeppoon in North Queensland. I got up in the morning before I went to my 9 a.m. workshop and got a little workout in at the outdoor gym, did some lower body walking lunges and squats. I then did a few chin-ups and some dips and a bit of core work. I then got a little 2K run in just to get the body moving and get a bit of a time trial going. Did a little 2K at 4:25 pace, which was nice. So good to get my week started. I then flew in late on Wednesday night back to Brisbane. Drove back home to the Gold Coast where I live, got up at 4:30 a.m. on Thursday morning and had run training at 5 till 6 with Project PB Run Coaching. So that morning was nice. We did some really kind of hard sprints. We did some speed work. So we're doing, we did 5 300-meter sprints and then we did 8 500-meter sprints. And that was a good session for me. I felt pretty good, especially after being on the plane and doing all the tricky start of the week stuff. And yeah, I felt pretty fast. So we're doing like 4 minutes or like 3:40 splits on a lot of that. So I was running pretty hard for me, like 3:40 kilometers. But yeah, felt pretty nice out on the track. So that was my Thursday. Back home on the Goldie. That Thursday, I actually had to drive to Brisbane and do a bit of work and do a workshop up there, which was really cool. Thursday night, I got a little session at Riggs Recovery, which was nice, getting my legs in the compression and also an ice bath and recovery session. Friday was my recovery day. Saturday, I had a surf comp on that I was potentially surfing in at Burleigh Heads. I've got the Australian Board Riders Battle surfing, and North Narrabeen, the club that I grew up surfing for, asked me to be on call to surf. So I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't run this weekend. I was meant to do a 2-hour run on Saturday morning out on the trails, but because I was a reserve surfer, I was like, I'm only going to do an hour. And I went out to the trails. I actually got an hour and 15 in, did 11.5 Ks just to get the body moving. Even though I was meant to build this week, I wanted to at least maintain with the potential of this surf comp. So got 11.5 Ks in on Saturday. And then this morning on Sunday, I had a recovery 6K to get done. The surf comp was actually 3Ks away. So this morning it was on again. So I was reserve again this morning. So I ran down to the beach, 3Ks, checked it out, watched my team win their heat. And then I ran back home and got another 6Ks in. So I think I just hit over 40Ks for this week. Pretty nice. Felt pretty good with the body. Legs are feeling pretty good after a detraining week to be able to put some Ks back through the legs. Felt pretty nice. This next couple weeks is going to be really tough. I'm about to drive to Port Macquarie tomorrow, which is going to be 4 hours of driving, workshop, 4 hours of driving to Sydney. Tuesday, I've got to wake up and drive 4 hours early in the morning to the Snowy Mountains, run 2 workshops. I'll try to get a run in on Tuesday. But yeah, I've got a lot of moving around to do this week. And I'm excited to see how I do with it. So thank you guys so much for tuning in on this running journey. I've got some really exciting stuff coming up over the coming weeks. A few sponsors coming on board. Wild Earth Running Store is about to be announced as a sponsor for the run. I'm going to start going and getting a bunch of equipment and sharing with you guys the different shoes that I'm using. We've got some nutritionists coming on over the coming weeks as well, which is really exciting to get a bit more into my race plan nutrition and also hydration tactics. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. If you are, do me a huge favor, give us a like or a subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We're getting very close to 1,000 five-star ratings over on Spotify. So if you haven't, there's close to 1,000 of you who listen every week. Click on that 5-star rating on Spotify. It means the absolute world to me, and it's an easy way to support the work that I'm doing and also support this running journey. Also, if you haven't already, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Check out some of the merch that I do. If you want to spread that positive message around your community, like be kind to your mind, what are you grateful for, making mental health a bit cooler, you can use the code podcast and get a big 25% off everything over on thegoodhumanfactory.com. You can also learn all about my mental health workshops. There's so many of them coming up at high schools over the next few weeks. If you are a high school teacher, if your kids go to a school, or if you're in a corporate organization and you think mental health needs a bit more work at your place, then head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, click the workshops tab, and you can learn all about our workshops, put a request in, and I can come and hopefully spread some positive messaging and some inspiration to take better care of your mental health at your workplace or at your high school. Thanks for tuning in. If you're enjoying it, share it on your Instagram, share it with a friend. Love you all. See you on Wednesday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.